So turn in your Bibles tonight, if you would, to Philippians, the second chapter. Philippians, the second chapter. Amen? Glory to God. Philippians chapter 2, and we'll notice in verses 9 through 11, Philippians, the second chapter. Amen? And Philippians is right after the book of Ephesians, is it not?
Yes.
Amen? I got stirred up when they started singing that name of Jesus. Amen? Amen? Philippians 2:9, it says, "Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name." Or we could say it this way, the name, the one and only name, which is above every name. So his name is above every name, and you've been raised up far above with him all principality and power. So you're seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and he's given us his name to utilize against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against anything that would come against your life. The name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Well, the knees are going to bow, all right. Some of them may not be ready yet, but sure enough, the knees are going to bow. That's what the Word of God says. Every knee shall bow. Woo, glory to God. Amen. And every tongue should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. You know, years ago, Dad Hagen did a series there at Rhema called The Name of Jesus. We had the privilege of working with Brother Hagen for a few years. And at that time, Brenda was working in the prison ministry area, answering calls and sending out letters and different things. And I was working and shipping and receiving. And then they moved me over into the audio area, where I worked all day long editing his radio broadcasts. At that time of his ministry, they had a radio broadcast called the Faith Seminar of the Air. Faith Seminar of the Air. And we would just get hundreds and hundreds of reel-to-reel sending out to various radio stations across the United States. And then they brought me into a special room for editing his series. And so I had the privilege of editing How to Be Led by the Spirit of God, 10 Necessary Steps to Follow When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Seems Lost. And then I had the privilege of editing The Name of Jesus. Glory to God. And what a joy and what a privilege it was. And so he taught on the name of Jesus for a week. He would teach in the morning, and then he would teach in the evening. And one of the things he said about this verse that we just read, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven. He said that word things should say beings. How many of you know there's beings in heaven? Glory to God, there's angels in heaven. And in the heavenlies, there's other types of beings. Those are the demonic beings. And so he says, every knee should bow of beings in heaven and beings on earth. Yes. Woo, glory to God. And how about this? And beings under the earth. Well, that covers it all, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Why don't we try that on for size tonight? Let's say Jesus is Lord about three times. Say it from your heart. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. So we know that that word Lord there means he's master. Amen. He is master. He is not only our Savior, but he is Lord. And he has given us the absolute power of attorney to use his name. So his name, we understand, can be used in prayer. His name can be used in demanding our rights and our privileges in Christ Jesus. Now, a scripture we could look at is in John 16, verse 23 in the Amplified Version. And they'll pull it up here in a moment. Of course, the King James says this, "Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name." Amen. "Asking you shall receive that your joy may be full." John 16, verse 23. Let's look over there real quickly. Amen. Glory to God. "And when the time comes, you will ask nothing of me. You will need to ask me no questions. I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, that my Father will grant you." I like that, don't you? The Father is handing out grants. And you don't even have to apply for them. You know, a lot of people go through the grant process, and I understand that the grant process can be very tedious. Page after page, and hours, and even week after week, and month after month, even sometimes year after year. But thank God, this grant doesn't require you to fill out an application. You qualify to get a grant from your Heavenly Father because you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You called upon the name of the Lord, amen, in your distress. You called upon the name of the Lord, and He heard you. He answered your prayer, and Jesus came into your heart. Woo, glory to God. Jesus is Lord. And so our Heavenly Father is gracious. And our Heavenly Father hands out grants. In other words, He answers prayers when we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. The name of Jesus is your access to the Father for you to receive answered prayer. Yes. Glory. And everybody wants answered prayer. Amen. So He said here that my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name, presenting all that I am. Let's read on. Presenting all that I am. Next verse. Amen. Up to this time, you have not asked me a single thing in my name as presenting all that I am. But now ask. Amen. Are you a good asker?
Yes.
You know, if you're going to say, this is my receiving day, you need to ask. You can ask big. He said here, ask and you will receive. Glory to God that your joy, your gladness may be full and complete. Oh, the joy of answered prayer. Oh, the privilege of feeding upon manna from heaven. Oh, the joy of letting His word abide in us. And we let His word abide in us. We shall ask what we will, and it shall be done unto us. For the Father is gracious, and the Father is awesome, and He's given us the name, which is above every name, that we can let our petitions be made known unto the Father. And as we let these petitions be made known, He grants us, glory to God, what we ask for. Woo, the name of God, the name of Jesus in prayer. Answered prayer. And don't be afraid to ask big. Don't minimize the God that's on the inside of you. He's a great big God. And He wants to do great things in your life. He wants to do great things for your life. And He wants to do great things through your life. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. Ask and you shall receive. Woo, glory to God. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. Amen. Now next week we're going to get full, aren't we? On Thanksgiving Day we're going to get full. But the fullness of the Thanksgiving meal cannot compare to the fullness that you feel when the joy of the Lord comes upon you and as you receive your answers to prayer. Amen. Woo, glory. The name of Jesus. It is above every name. It is sobrepasienikirishalamaya. And it is your right and it is your privilege. Ha ha. Sobrikimastotalebedi istamaya. So take the name. Take the name. Take the name and use my name. Rise up in your inner man and meditate upon my name. Yea, think much about my name, and my name will become real to you. And you will see that my name is the key, not only to answered prayer, but it is the key to put the devil on the run. It is the key to breaking the power of the enemy over your loved ones. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Meditate on the name. As a matter of fact, get the book, The Name of Jesus, by Brother Hagin. He got a lot of his teaching from E.W. Kenyon on the book, The Wonderful Name of Jesus. Amen. So get that book. And at the end of that book, he's got scriptures that we can meditate on. Did you know the more that you meditate on the Word of God, the more it gets on the inside of you? And when it gets down on the inside of you, it becomes more real to you. It becomes not only something that you agree with up here, but it's something that becomes revelation, knowledge that is revealed into your inner man. Amen. Now look over at John chapter 14, if you would. John, the 14th chapter. Everyone say the name.
The name.
Say it with me. The name is above every name. In John chapter 14, and that's, I guess, two chapters behind John 16, if you were looking for revelation there. Amen. John chapter 14. Now notice this with me in verse 13 and verse 14. Aren't you glad you got the name?
Yes.
Glory to God. John 14, verse 13 and 14. Notice this, what Jesus said. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name. Now this is different than John 16. The word ask there means demand. He said, whatsoever you shall demand in my name. Now, understand this. We don't go demanding God around. And we don't go demanding Jesus around. He's not talking about demanding him. He said, whatsoever you need to demand, glory to God, use my name.
Yes.
Are there some things that we need to take authority over? Are there some demonic forces that may be arrayed against some of our loved ones that we need to take our place?
Yes.
And stand in the gap and put up no longer with what the enemy is doing in their lives. Take the name. Make your demands. Jesus said, if you shall ask anything in my name. Glory to God. What did he say? I will do it. If you shall demand anything in my name, I will do it. I like that, don't you? Verse 13, whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Read verse 14, if you shall ask anything in my name. Whoo, glory to God. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You foul spirit harassing my loved ones. You demonic forces that have been arrayed against my son or my daughter or my grandchildren, whatever the case may be, we take dominion over you. We demand that you desist in your maneuvers against them now in the mighty name of Jesus. I do that oftentimes as a pastor. Instead of dealing with things in the natural realm, in dealing with things in the flesh, a lot of times Brenda and I and the staff will just deal with it in the spirit realm. Because
yes.
Understand this, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood.
That's right.
Are you listening to me? We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the name. Take unto you the whole armor of God. So if some funky thing rises up in the church, you know, we just take our place. We take our dominion. Any evil spirit trying to operate through any wolf in this church, we command it to come to a screeching halt. We command it to desist in its maneuvers. Anybody that's trying to rise up and take a place of strife, we just put a foot down. Now that doesn't happen every Monday. But over the years, you know what's happened? And thank God for dominion. See, you're the leader in your home. You're authorized in your home. If you own a business, you're the authority figure there under the name of Jesus. Amen. And so the enemy, he's a I'm gonna say he's a turkey. He's a jerk. And he tries to rise up. But oh, thank God, we can rise up higher than him.
Amen.
We can let God arise by taking the name that is above every name, and all of our enemies will be scattered.
Amen.
Glory to God. And whatever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you'll ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now go over to Acts, the third chapter. Y'all still here?
Yes.
Acts, the third chapter. We're doing a little refresher tonight on the name of Jesus. In Acts, the third chapter, we see this wonderful miracle that took place. Wow. It says in verse 1, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. What time of day is that? That 3 o'clock? That's 3 in the afternoon. Okay. Being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb, think about that. Lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And of course, he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. In other words, expecting to receive some silver or gold. Okay? And verse 6 says, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but I tell you what I do have. He says, but such as I have, give I thee. Woo-hoo, glory to God. Do you have the same name?
Yes.
You may not have a lot of silver and gold right now in your pocket, but you've got the name of Jesus. I said, you've got the name of Jesus. And with the name of Jesus, you can call in what you need. Amen. But let's stay on point here. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. So he says, well, I wish I had what he had. You have it. When Jesus rose from the dead, or before he went away, he said, I'm giving you my name.
Yes.
And if you believe on me and you lay hands on the sick in my name, praise God, they shall recover.
Yeah.
Amen. And so silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. He was demanding that man to get up.
Yes.
And notice what he used. He used the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Ooh, glory to God. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Verse 8. Read it with me. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping. Doing what? Walking. It wasn't just praising God. He was walking and he was leaping and he was praising God. Walking, leaping, and praising God. There's a lot of praisers in the house tonight. You mark my words, in these coming days, in these coming years, you will see the miraculous in your midst.
Thank you, Lord.
You will see people walking.
Yes.
You will see people leaping. Yes. And you will see them praising God.
Yes.
You will see things that you've never, ever seen before right here.
Yes.
In your midst. For I am the one that is in your midst, saith the Lord. And I am watching over your prayers. And I have watched over your prayers for decades upon decades upon decades. And yes, I've done some great things. But oh, the greater glory is here. The greater glory is here. And so shall there be much cause for rejoicing. Even as there was great joy in the city. You mark my words, there'll be great joy in the Bay Area.
Yes,
great joy right here at Heart of the Bay.
Yes.
Great joy, hallelujah.
Yes.
For people not only being healed and not only miracles happening, but also there shall be notable miracles of salvation.
Amen.
Glory to God. Yes. People shall come.
Yes.
People shall come.
Glory.
People shall come to Jesus in this place. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. And of course, you know, the people that were there, they were wondering how in the world could this happen? And I want you to notice, they took them into question And they answered what their question was. How in the world, you know, does this man stand strong in the presence of you all? And notice that Peter got really bold. Everyone say he got really bold. Glory to God. Amen. Now notice with me, and I'm looking for the verse, through faith in his name, if you can find it. Amen. Verse 16, I found it. And so he was answering them their question. They said, you know, it's not us. But in verse 16, it says, and his name.
Yeah.
His name. Yeah. His name. Through what?
Faith.
Faith in his name. Do you have faith?
Amen.
Do you have belief in his name?
Amen.
Through faith in his name has made this man that was lame, he made him strong.
Yeah.
Made him strong. Will faith in the name of Jesus make people strong?
Yes.
He said, faith in his name made this man strong.
Yeah.
Now you see him and you know him. And he said, yea, it's the faith which is given by him that has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And so we see that Jesus' name is above every name. We see that the name of Jesus is used for answered prayer. But the name of Jesus is also can be used to break the power of the devil over people's lives. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And really, people are looking.
Yes.
People are looking for the answer. People are looking. And notice with me in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Acts the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. Hallelujah. It says, neither is there salvation in any other. I need some hot water or some hot tea or something. If you get that for me, it'd be great. No, Gene. Amen. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Right.
So people are looking. They're people that are looking. They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know. They don't know the Father. But oh, thank God, we've been given the name.
Yeah.
And so there's no other name. There's no other name. No other name under heaven given among men whereby people can be saved. Now notice that word saved. Everyone say saved.
Saved.
That word saved there, it's an all-inclusive word.
Yeah.
Saved there not only means be saved from sin, and that's the most important thing, right? Can you remember when you got saved from sin?
Yes.
What a glorious day it was, right? Praise the Lord. How many of you have had the privilege of leading someone to Christ before? Maybe a family member. There's nothing quite like it. Praise God to help people get out of darkness into the kingdom of God. It's a glorious thing. But notice with me again, there's no other name under heaven. Not the name of Buddha. You know, not the name of Muhammad. Not the name of Confucius. Now, what Eastern religions will do, Eastern religions will come along and they'll try to reason with you. And here's what they'll say. Now, you know, Jesus was a good man. And, you know, we understand that his teachings were good. But, you know, so was Buddha's, and so was Muhammad's. Their teachings were good as well. But the difference between Muhammad and Buddha and Jesus is the first two are dead and never got up.
Hello.
They never got up.
Yeah.
But thank God he got up.
Yes.
He got up. And when he got up, we got up.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. And so when you're talking to people like that, make sure you in your spirit, man, that you're taking dominion,
yes,
that you're pleading the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Take control of that conversation in the realm of the spirit.
Yes.
And you'll find this, what God will do is on the inside of you, from the inside of you, just come up. Praise God. His wisdom will come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to say some things that'll get them to thinking.
Yeah.
you'll be able to say some things that, I've never thought of that before. And you'll be surprised at some of them will come to Jesus. So there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No other name. But again, that word saved is an all-inclusive word. It's not just saved from sin. It's also saved from trouble. It's also saved from accidents. It's also saved from sickness and disease. Thank God for the name. You know, I've had to be on the freeway a little bit this week. And I'm not afraid to drive on the freeway, but how many of you know there's a lot of crazy drivers out there? And so you need to make sure before you get on the freeway to take the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus, not only over your car, but all the crazy people out there driving. Amen. Don't ever take it for granted that you've been given authority and power to take the name of Jesus for protection. It is the only name which is above every name. It's above accidents. Glory to God. And so this name is salvation. This name is healing. This name is protection. This name that you have been given is a powerful name. Notice with me in Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs the 18th chapter. And notice with me in verse 10. Amen. Proverbs 18 and 10. Glory to God. Proverbs 18, 10 says this. The name of the Lord is what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Amen. So let's say it this way. There's safety in the name.
There's safety in the name.
There's protection in the name.
There's protection in the name.
So the name of the Lord is our strong tower. Ooh, glory to God. How many of you know government's not our strong tower? And thank God for what's happening in government right now. Thank God. We should have godly leaders in government. Am I right or am I right? And so thank God for those things. But our faith is in Him. Our faith is in God. There's safety in the name of Jesus. There's safety in the name of Jesus. How many of you know that the world goes up and the world goes down? I don't know if you invest or not, but your investments can go up and they can go down. So our confidence and our trust cannot be in those things. It's only in the name. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. And what are the righteous supposed to do? The righteous are supposed to run into it. And if they run into it as a way of life, the righteous are the safest of the safe. Glory to God. Say it be
the name
of Jesus. It is my strong tower. Ooh, glory to God. And so the enemy has no access to your life when you are in the tower. When you are in the name and you are applying the blood of Jesus, he has no access. Amen. The name of the Lord. It's our strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. Thank God for safety. Thank God for preservation. God does not want his people, by any stretch of the imagination, to lose in life. He wants his people to win in life. He provided for us the victory. And in the context of tonight, there is victory in the name of Jesus. But did you know that you can have something and not use it? You know, you might have money in your wallet, but how many of you know money in your wallet won't do you any good unless you take the money out and do the purchase you want to do?
Exactly.
And a lot of people have the name of Jesus, but they don't use the name.
Yeah.
It's not real to them. So I just dropped by to tell you tonight, you've been given the name and you can use the name. There's victory in the name of Jesus. Woo, glory to God. So there's answered prayer in the name of Jesus. There's the privilege of demanding our rights and privileges in the name of Jesus. There is victory in Jesus' name over all demonic forces. Amen?
Amen.
And there's safety in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, let's thank God for it right now. We worship you tonight, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray a little bit tonight, shall we? Let's go ahead and take our place. You can stand or you can stay seated for a moment. It just seems like to me that there's an unction to take our dominion over some things that have come against some of our loved ones. Over some things perhaps that have come against, maybe you have a coworker, maybe you have a neighbor, whatever the case may be, maybe somebody on the job. Let's take our place tonight. Go ahead and tune up a little bit and pray in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. We bredeba sare neshtea. Manglebo sare deshtebra. Fradonema site endele bokosa. Lobra pariste. Glory to God. And the thing that I have in my spirit is there's going to be opportunities for you. There's going to be opportunities for you. Over the holidays, maybe Thanksgiving, maybe over the Christmas holiday, there's going to be an opportunity for you to speak forth utterance by the Holy Ghost. Amen? Glory to God. Go ahead and stand to your feet. Go ahead and stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My Father, we come before you tonight in the mighty name, the matchless name. The name above Jesus. And we take our place right now. And we pray for all of our loved ones. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. We declare right now. That no weapon formed against any of our loved ones shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up our grandchildren. We lift up our sons. We lift up our daughters. We lift up our family members, Lord, both near and both far. We lift up our uncles. We lift up our brothers. We lift up our sisters tonight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we presso remandi celebronde. O bridisende bacandro brabidiste. Motale molamba istela brotamanine. Lembo sombri di basto tolamaya. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh briki samanala, oh brindi celebroto malite elamasolo, oh brindi celebrede, enemoklat mandere beste. Aha, that's it. Angels, oh ha, oh mrini bashelebranda paso labara. O ramadi celebronda la bastia. Nombro canamasa. I declare as the senior pastor of this church that no evil shall befall our church family. No evil shall befall them. No accident shall overtake them. In the name of Jesus. We loose the ministering angels. We loose the angels of the Lord. O briki samarete basaya. To attend this church family's way. To attend their way, Lord, over the holiday. Om ramash celebrotomo sidiria malamaya. We luce brekemati celemondre. O brubulje di bondri kashteta. In the mighty name, the name of Jesus. Don't even think about it, devil. We've got the blood. We're slinging blood all over our church family in the name of Jesus. We got faith in the blood. Save me in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our community of faith, over all of our members, over all of our partners. In the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, praise God. Glory to God. Om rotashteleba. Oh, ramasondri dishtelebroko. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. And also we pray, Lord, that their healing would spring forth speedily. That their health would spring forth speedily. In the name of Jesus. Many. We take authority over the attacks of the enemy concerning health in the name of Jesus. We prophesy over their bodies that they are healed, that they are whole, and that no weapon formed against them in their physical being shall prosper. Oh, ribastanda, in the name of Jesus, we speak the name. We speak healing over our loved ones. We speak healing over our church family. We speak celebronde, apanoko ramani celebrando, in the name above every name. Woo, glory to God. Ha-ha, we take our place. We take our place. We put our foot down in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We lock our shields together tonight. We lock our shields of faith together with our brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus. And we stand against any onslaught of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Oh, Ramashea. The Bible says, whatever you bind in my name will be bound. Hallelujah. And whatever you loose in my name, it shall be loosed. Hallelujah. So we bind you, devil, in the name of Jesus. We put a stop on your attacks. We declare in the name of Jesus, liberty and freedom in their hearts, their minds, their bodies, in Jesus' name. Oh, ratashelebron de debestaya. Oh, ramakashelema. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And they say, bekotodreshtebeta. And we speak peace to families. We know what has just happened in our nation, and there's been division and there's been strife that has tried to come into families because of political persuasions. Yeah. I heard somebody on a national station say, you know, if your family member voted a certain way, then disinvite them to Thanksgiving. No, 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 no. We're not having any kind of spirit of division and strife. And I know I don't know all of your family situations, but that just came up big in my heart, that we would speak over every family gathering, that there would be peace and there would be a spirit of love. And we come against any decisiveness, and we come against a spirit of strife. And I'm a subreta, and we declare it over each and every family gathering, that the peace of God would rule and reign, and that the love of God would be dominant. Hallelujah. And that I'm a subreta. And if anyone tries to bring up a subject and get somebody riled up, that would be stopped in the name of Jesus, and that the love and the light of Jesus on the inside of every believer would shine bright. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Peace. Peace rules and reigns in our hearts and our lives. Peace rules and reigns in family gatherings. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The love of God. The love of God. Oh, it's the goodness of God. The goodness of God. Oh, Bray, Edel, Nidron, Yedel, Edabondrita. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. What comes up in my spirit, this is in your control. You do not have to be controlled by any manipulation. You do not have to be controlled by conversations that go the wrong way. It's in your control. So take your place ahead of time like you're doing tonight. Amen? Take your place ahead of time. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. Take the name. Take the name. Above every name. Amen. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, ramasata lamastea. Oh, prepasia.
And when you go in to situations prayed up, it's the light. It's the light, and it's the love. And Pastor already mentioned this, but oh, family, household salvations, divine encounters, and even those that have not been walking with the Lord, your very presence and the anointing upon your life, oh, don't be surprised if people even just start to fall down and say, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. I need to get back to God. Pray for me. I need to receive Jesus. Lord, we stretch right now and we use our faith. Ha ha ha. And we declare that many people, their family and their friends are going to come in. Come into the kingdom of God this holiday season. Backslidden loved ones. Ha ha ha. Woo, they're going to come on home. Come on home. Hallelujah. If you're going to be around people that are not born again, wave your hand at me. You're going to be around people that are not born again. Well, right now we come into agreement with you. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Bartolomo Cosella Brende de Bostaya. Just continue to pray for a few minutes. Oh, British
salvation.
Salvation. Salvation. Oh, thank you, Lord. We invite the moving of the Holy Spirit. We invite the moving of the Spirit of the living God. Oh, brikiste mataya, moving upon them, Lord. Oh, ribesisten matlapane, for there are no limitations. There are no limitations in what you will do. There are no limitations of what you can do. Glory to God. Pason deribestea. So we ask big. We ask big. We ask big. And we believe big. Ha ha. Oh, brikistama niste. We believe for things to turn. Things to turn. Things to turn in the families. Glory to God. Brastom brikistamane. Oh, rabasiste malinde. Oh, patianda. That's right. Restoration. Restoration. A restoration.
Relationship. Restored. Ooh,
oh,
British celebrapana.
Oh, Senati. Mele brutali, desh la batana.
Fraton vedish telebrate. Find that in the name of Jesus.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yes, 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 yes.
Restored.
Yes, restoration. A restoration. Oh, British tematai. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for seeds. Seeds being planted over the Thanksgiving. Seeds of life. Seeds of love. Seeds of encouragement. Seeds of blessing. Oh, mbratiste mala. Oh, patiste la branda. Ha 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 manuni. Amonomali madiste le blete matala. Oh, rindiste bata. And so stay in faith for the healing of your nation. The healing has begun. But the healing is not yet complete. So stand in your place. Stand in your place. This is not a time to coast. Oh yes, it's a time to rejoice. But stay in prayer, says the Lord, for there's much more that I long to do. Know this, that the enemy may not like it, but what does it matter what he likes? Hallelujah. Oh, Britista. Come on, pray right now for your nation. Thank you for the healing, Lord. Thank you for the awakening, Lord. The awakening that comes from your glory. The awakening that comes from your presence. The awakening, Lord. Omri di stele brotamasia. The awakening, Lord. The healing, Lord. The healing, the healing, the healing, Lord. Omri di basandre barabasata. Omri mi stele brotamasola. Oh, brinistele, brinde, le basta. Yeah, we take the name. We take the name of Jesus. And we claim total immersion. We claim a total healing of our country. A total healing of our nation. We take the name of Jesus and we pray, Lord, for an awakening, Lord. Oh, rabasiste, brinde, la ba. Oh, mandi, celebrate. Ha, pasundo, le bene. Anianno. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Great, 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 great. Oh, barakasta. A great awakening. Ooh, glory to God. Not a rude awakening, but a great awakening. Glory to God. A great awakening. A great awakening. Baso Ramanda. That comes by the Spirit. That comes by the Spirit of the living God. Glory to God. Paso remediste. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we set ourselves in agreement with you tonight.